Learning a Playground, Edward W. Friends. Boys and girls must have places to play. The streets are often dangerous in this day of swift automobiles, and of course they do not make the best kind of playground. Sometimes older people are not as thoughtful as they should be in giving children playgrounds. This story tells how some boys who were willing to work for their fun won a playground, not only for themselves, but for all boys and girls who might ever live in their town. Between the long road and the crossroad near Brookvale lay a large three-cornered field, a part of the old Ross farm. Around it stretched an old fence, now only a post here and there, still holding together a few rails. Along the fence line had grown up a row of bushes almost as thick as a hedge. At the lower end of the field stood some tall old elm trees that kept it always shady. No other place in town made so good a ball field on a hot day. But now someone had bought the old place, and the boys of the town had heard that the new owner was going to rebuild the fences, plow the fields, and make a real farm of it.